Blog Talk Radio.
In Das Kapital, Petula, Dvorak can see sexism set in stone. This is Dakota Lone Star, and I just wanted to feel chic there for a moment. And actually, that is the title of today's program. In Das Kapital, Petula, Dvorak can see sexism set in stone. Actually, her article is entitled, In the Capital, You Can See Sexism Set in Stone. And it is located in the Metro section of the Washington Post, their Friday, April 22nd edition, to be sure. Anyway, so I've got a lot of things to talk about today, not the least of which is this particular article. But we're going to talk about the bathroom, public restroom issue, if you will, across these the loosely United States of America. And after I covered the article itself, and then I'm going to talk about the nuns. No, not the sisters that you would think of in terms of the Catholic Church or Catholicism as a whole, but the nuns, the N-O-N-E-S. That's right. Another article in the Washington Post from some time back, and it will tie together with a couple of my last programs. All right, so let's have a little fun, shall we? All right, Petula. All right, let's dive into her article, shall we? Actually, you know what? Give me about 10 seconds here. I am going to find my reading glasses. Actually, about 20 seconds. I'll be back with you in just a moment. Remember, you can check us out online at 40and28forever.com. All right, Dakota Lone Star is back with you live. You can also follow me on Twitter as @DOC_OTA Lone Star. That's @DOC, because I only have one iota left. @DOC_OTA Lone Star on Twitter. And simply as Dakota Lone Star on Facebook. All right. So Petula. Tragic, isn't it? That in the Capitol you can see sexism set in stone. All right. First of all, I was almost late for my program this morning because I have this habit. I have a confession for my listeners, and you're going to love this one, actually, because what I have is I have a $1 bill, a $5 bill, a $10 bill, and a $20 bill, all of which I have I took them in, and they laminated the 1, the 5, the 10, and the 20. And so I have four bills that are each laminated. And every morning I stack them, you know, with George Washington's face first and ending with Andrew Jackson's face. And as I – this is just a confession of mine. I'm sorry. You know, I'm just a middle-aged white guy that absolutely abhors true freedom and individuality and so forth. And I'm going to get into that in just a moment. But every morning I do this, you know, I have this ritual. Even before I don a sock, I pull out the one and I look at George and I smile. I pull out the five. I look at Abraham and I'm thankful that he exists, because otherwise where would middle-aged white men be without Abraham Lincoln, right? Then I pull out the 10. And then when I get to the $20 bill in Andrew Jackson's face, I feel this thrill begin to make its way up my leg. Oh, wait a second. I'm not Chris Matthews from Hardball. I am Dakota Lone Star. All right, so we are going to jump into this. The delusion of the left is not an illusion, folks. It exists, and I'm going to jump into the article right now. All right, so interestingly enough, in the second column of her article, In the Capitol, You Can See Sexism Set in Stone, she said, quote, I'm going to quote her here, If our civilization came to an end and sometime in the future, explorers hacked through the kudzu, I'm sorry, and plastic grocery bags to discover our rubble and figure out who we were, they would have to assume that women were a novelty in this society. Well, perhaps in your society, ma'am, perhaps in your society, but not in my society. Women are far from a novelty. As a matter of fact, Petula, I do a lot in the home. I raise two kids without diaper rashes, sunburns, and or mosquito bites for about 4.5 years. Worked 2.5 jobs, and at the same time, and it actually was a good training ground, collectively speaking, for what I do now, which is put in, 80, 75, 85, 95-hour weeks. All right, so we're about to have some fun on this episode of Freedom Today, via the Cantankerous One, moi, yours truly, Dakota Lone Star. All right, so Petula Dvorak is back. In her article in the Capitol, you can see sexism set in stone. Petula fears that if our civilization came to an end, right? I just read you that part. But I want to ask a couple of questions. Which society, Petula? German society, where government is now blaming rape victims for dressing too provocatively, headed up by a woman, as far as we can tell today, with all the different gender classifications, and to each his own or her own or its own or whatever. But I'm going to get into that a little bit later too, and why, in terms of common sense and public restrooms and so forth, and North Carolina's common sense law. And I'll get into that in a little bit. I know it's just such a tragic thing that a middle-aged white man would be against. Anyway, we'll get into that in a moment. But all right, so German society, Petula? Perhaps in progressive America is exemplified by Vogue honoring North Carolina state women with busing to poll stations complete with Magic Mike. That society, Petula Dvorak? Oh, that's just great for women, right? That's just so good for girls and women in general, to be bused to polling places by Vogue, for all intents and purposes, by Vogue magazine, honoring quote unquote North Carolina state women for winning a contest. It's just you your side, not women in general, but your side is highly mistaken when it comes to us as middle-aged white men. All right. So Miss Petula is clearly peeved that we are one big nation of mostly white men. Bottom line, Miss Petula is clearly peeved that we are one big nation of mostly white men. Let me guess, Petula, you cut your teeth on the common core assertion that whitey is the culmination of those that survived the first winter in and around Plymouth. Or that if the irreverent Jeremiah Wright hadn't provoked God to damn America, we would still be enjoying yet another white supremacist in the White House. Actually, Petula, a gentleman with two black parents and an IQ significantly higher than your savior's ran for the selfsame office, not once, Petula, but twice prior to 2008, and the gentleman's name is Alan Keyes. So you tell me who are the bigots, or who the bigots are. You also believe, based on this particular article, that the Honorable Martin Luther King was the only male individually to provide our storied history with, quote, only a bit of diversity. Now, when it comes to our current divider in chief and the honorable doctor that received a would-be honorable mention in your piece, the two are as diverse as night and day, aren't they, Petula? You are so hell-bent on white supremacy that I've answered your, I'm going to answer your article with a video that'll be posted at 40and28forever.com, because I feel it would be a fitting reply to your delusion. In my humble opinion, you would be satisfied, probably not even be satisfied, if 6 out of 10 monuments in and around the United States Capitol bore breasts and vaginas, or were depictions of heroines. All right. So, my goodness, we have quite the show for you today, and it's going to be a lot of fun. The I've already covered it quite a bit, and in this particular program, the call number is 929-477-4090, and I will be ready for you in just a moment. But before then, we're actually going to look at this article, you know, delve a little more deeply. Actually, I have for you. I've done the homework for you, but you know, she mentions, oh, and a bunch of white supremacists, in her article on page B3, as in Bravo 3. All right. So, interestingly enough, why don't we just hop right on that, shall we? Why doesn't the United States government just immediately hop on your delusional train? And because your side has bigger, actually, you know why we don't, Petula? Because your side has bigger problems than being slighted in terms of a lack of monuments memorializing women. That's right. I will say it again. Your side has bigger problems than being slighted in terms of a lack of monuments memorializing women. In fact, I liken said pilgrimage to your side's approach to irresponsible, even illegal ownership where daily lethal urban firearms exist. Oh. You might have to chew on that one again. In fact, I liken your said privilege. It actually kind of fits. In terms of today's news forum, almost collectively speaking, or without fail. In fact, I liken your said pilgrimage to your side's approach to irresponsible, even illegal ownership where daily lethal urban firearms exist. Take that, Washington Post. All right. Hell, you cannot even get all your peeps to sign on to the deal that Rice's readmission to the National Football League set a dangerous precedent. Well, actually, it set a precedent perhaps as well, but precedent. You can't even get all of your side. I'm not talking about conservative women here that we love and honor and something your side knows nothing about for the most part. And like I said, you can't even get all your peeps to sign on to the deal that Rice's readmission to the National Football League set a dangerous precedent. I mean, that's the bottom line, folks. I mean, like, all you know, today's woman, quote unquote, is comprised largely of several Hellcats, if you will, that argued for, I believe, Ray Rice, the NFL running back for, or used to be a running back at any rate, for your Baltimore Ravens, and which is interesting because that's just right around the corner. And the fact that he knocked a lady out, and it was all on video, or it was all videotaped via security cameras within an elevator, and just how quickly your side was okay with because technically silence is proves culpability as well. So you guys have some interesting issues to deal with. I wouldn't be worrying about the lack of monuments memorializing females throughout American history, although I'm perfectly okay with Harriet Tubman gracing the $20 bill as opposed to progressive the belief system of progressive Democrats, which is just a joke. But you know, like we, like I really, I was being facetious when I opened up the program and talked about my confession, and it was a false confession because I haven't memorialized the $1, $5, $10, and $20 bills in terms of having them laminated and having a thrill run up my leg, because that's, I'm going to save that for the Chris Matthews of the free world. And, you know, if you want to play hardball there, good luck. I did play hardball after smashing my left kneecap. And hardball is pretty fun. So Chris Matthews, everyone wants to play hardball. I hit a ball off the plate straight into my left kneecap over 100 miles an hour. And Chris Matthews isn't even playing softball because I have two female cousins that used to throw almost on a straight line from third to first. And Chris Matthews is playing something, wiffle ball at best, in terms of his arguments. But it's pretty sad, you know. But, I mean, teach his own again that a thrill made its way up his leg, you know, in terms of this current half-white rock star that is destroying America. But anyway, all right. So let's move along, shall we? Actually, the call number is 929-477-4090 if you want to talk about the project this morning. And if you have anything to add, go ahead and feel free to call in right now at 929-477-4090. Lock that into your phones as well, because this is the only program that is willing to go where no man has gone before. And technically, I just had Petula Dorix, the Vorik, Vorix of the free world for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it was kind of fun. So anyway, so let's talk about North Carolina's, what I refer to as North Carolina's common sense public restroom law. Last I heard, it was still a law, even though the president is a constitutional scholar and weighs in on state issues when they don't agree with the agenda of devils. And yes, I will say that. Now, let me say this. It's just common sense. You know, today there are all different categories, so many different categories when it comes to human sexuality, right? There's bisexuality, and I've heard that they have 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 different acronyms now, the left does, or progressive Democrats of America, the new Nazis among us. And here's the thing. North Carolina's law is a common sense law, and I'll tell you why. What if you have a transgender, bisexual female, let's say, or born being that was born with female genitalia, in with the boys, and you know, like, and let's say that on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, said individual is sees herself as a woman, but on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, she sees herself as a guy. All right, so you can see the problems that could pose. I mean, if you have more than 10 brain cells on a good day, hats off to North Carolina. You know, common sense would dictate that you don't want a bisexual person in I let me rephrase. You don't want a bisexual person that is also keen to pedophilia and in any restroom, unless you're creating a Broadway play, I believe, by the name of Blackbird. But you see how close we are to radical Islam, guys? Do you see? Do you see it? Can you see it? Are you able to see it? Are you awake yet? We are so close to radical Islam. This new strong cities initiative. You're not even willing, the Justice Department in the United States, and even under a white president, has never been willing to shake out illegal fruit in terms of the firearms causing the majority of deaths, the shooters being urban, 99% of the time, or urbanites or whatever. You're not willing to take that on. So I really think that it's absolutely okay for me to liken your argument, Petula of the Washington Post, Petula Dvorak, of a lack of female or monuments. You know what would be funny is in the future if the coming Antichrist were female, and this would just play perfectly into their hands, and then and the beast would give, or the false prophet, would grant power to the monuments, and so that the image of the beast is able to speak. And but anyway, that's a topic for another day. But anyway, hats off to North Carolina for creating a common sense law that will protect, no doubt, go a long way to protecting, if not your children, our children, from elitist devils. All right. Now I want to get to this other article here really quick. Again, the call number or phone in line is 929-477-4090. I'll end this program considerably early today, but I did want to get to another article in the Friday, April 22nd edition of the Washington Post Metro section. Oh, sorry, my bad. Have to back up about a month and hold on to the correct edition. Tuesday, March 1st, Washington Post Metro section has an article called "None: Democrats, Spiritual, Comma, Secular" by Michelle Boorstein. And it's interesting because Joe Stone, a nun, N-O-N-E, was quoted in this particular article as having said that he's a troubled atheist. The retired Virginia accountant calls himself spiritual, celebrates Christmas, and defines religious as the need to do good. He says organized religion, Christianity as well as Islam, has gone off the deep end. No, Christianity hasn't gone off the deep end, because you would still, wouldn't you see a small percentage of Christians in the Middle East hacking up Muslims if climate change were the root problem over there? And he said, and political candidates who emphasize the rightness of a certain faith turn him off. But here's what's interesting. At the same time, Stone calls himself religiously open-minded. Well, good. But why is it that only, and I've talked at great length in past programs about the fact that the Bernie Sanders and the Barack Obamas of the quote-unquote free world are the only ones that can really And it's interesting. These nuns, as the author would have it, the Michelle Boorsteins of the world, said that They do, however, have one big expectation of political candidates: be ethical and go light on the God talk. Really? Well, then why is it that the Bernie Sanders and Barack Obamas of the free world are free to quote 1 Thessalonians 4:6 out of context at every turn? And that's not light on the God talk. That's actually quoting a verse, out of context. And yet, the separation of church and state are nowhere to be found. And I've talked about that. It's interesting because it shows a girl here, and a college student, young freshman, or probably a freshman, says another article actually. Millennial voters admire the candidate's age and experiences. Emily Collinson, a senior at American University, says that as students rally around social justice. The Bible talks about not having anything to do with a man that won't work so that he may feel ashamed, Miss Emily Collinson. He said that Sanders isn't old. He's retro. Well, let's talk retro, shall we? You, all of you, nuns or otherwise. Sounds funny to hear that. NONES, based on a Washington Post article. But nuns or otherwise, claim that Jesus was a progressive socialist. Well, that's funny because all of Jesus' disciples, or apostles rather, I'm sorry, his apostles, made it quite clear that even in the case of Ananias and Sapphira, Peter made it clear to Ananias, was it not yours before you sold it? And was it not in your control after you sold it? To just tell the truth. But at the same time, so giving is not to be compunctual, although we are to give. These kids are just fading headlong into this slope. That leads to nothing good, and it's a no good thing. And because you can bury a good thing alive, so to speak, when we're supposed to help the poor, no doubt about it. We're supposed to feed the poor and take care of the widows and the orphans. Those get kind of left out of some of this non-heavy God talk that is being experienced by television crews nationwide. But anyway, I'm not going to go into that. Anyway, the call number is 929-477-4090. If you have anything to say at all about any of the three topics today, North Carolina's, North Carolina's common sense public restroom law, the nuns of the United States that are so quick to claim that Jesus was a progressive socialist and they wouldn't know the New Testament from the Old Testament, except were Barack Obama to say, "Thou shalt not murder," and that's in the Old Testament. But God forbid, someone's so fond of quoting the Bible out of context. 1 Thessalonians 4:6 fits perfectly between verses 1 and 8 of the selfsame chapter, chapter 4, and does speak to sexual integrity, which is something that most men and need to work on, and some women now, quote unquote women today, Petula. But things that are great for society, right? Like ensuring that Ray Rice is returned to the National Football League after he punches a woman. That's just so good. Such a responsible move on the part of women on CNN and MSNBC and NBC and elsewhere. Let's just forgive and forget, right? When a man punches a woman in the face, knocks her out basically cold on an elevator within a hotel, and the footage is there for the world to see. I'm not saying that that guy can't be. God, I can't even think of the word this morning. I'm just so tired this morning. But anyway, can't be. There can be a change over time, but to argue that he should be reinstated to the level of National Football League play, and the fact that kids look up to these guys that clearly need counseling and exorcism in some cases would be due as well. I don't think that's good for women in America to go through that. In fact, I was one of the first people to actually stand up for SD, the New Jersey resident that filed a case against MJR in New Jersey. She's a Moroccan lady, Muslim woman. Yes, Eugene Robinson, if you are listening to this program, we are so Islamophobic that we will stand up for a Muslim woman and her rights as a resident of these United States to bring a case against allegations against a man that is purportedly abusing her. And that's about the extent of our Islamophobia. So you can smoke that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, because you need to work on your speech value and your writing quality. Anyway, have a great day, America. Take care. God save America. Go to Lone Star. Check us out at 40and28forever.com and on Facebook as Dakota Lone Star. Have a great day, America. And you know what? At this point, screw the left. We should come apart amicably while we still can, even though we are outnumbered 7-3 now, based on how, you know, that there hasn't been any pushback from the scouting organizations, enough of a pushback, this agenda, you know, which proves once again that these... these people that aren't even human, because humans create businesses, churches, organizations, societies, all of which are made up of individuals, and to each his own. But create more churches. Create your own churches. Stay the hell out of our churches. And for that matter, stay out of our bakeries. If you're not willing to go into a Muslim bakery and ask for them to make you a quaint little pastel cake, to each his own again, create your own bakery. Because it's time. It is almost time for conservatives to link arm in arm and sue the hell out of municipalities that wouldn't be willing to go after I'm Muslim baker, and you know, for not making a cake for a homosexual or lesbian couple. All right, God save America. Have a nice day, folks. Bye.